You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show, it's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show.
Hi, guys. Oh, my God. No way. I know this song. We're bringing it back.
And we're back. All around the world.
Y'all know. Well, welcome back, TV junkies. We're back with episode 1 and 2 of Basketball Wives. It's the 5th season, so we've been doing this for a while now.
I know.
The team changed up a little bit this year, but I am back, Rebecca Prince, as one of your hosts, with two very lovely co-hosts tonight. We have, of course, a Spicy Mari. Of course, you guys all know her and love
folks.
Her.
Are we making sure to keeping it hot and sizzling in here?
And then our new addition to the Basketball Wives team is Gabby.
What's up, guys? Gabby at Gabrielle_Loren. Usually do the Jersey Shore thing, but I love anything wives. Mob wives, basketball wives, so I'm here for this one, too.
So she's a perfect addition to the team, and we're excited for Season 5 to be back because it's been a little bit. We had Basketball Wives LA, which was a little boring, but now we got the original ladies back. And, of course, if you guys follow the show, you know that there's been a ton of drama with Evelyn Lozada and Chad Ochocinco Johnson. There was a wedding, there was a headbutting situation, and now there's Season 5 of Basketball Wives. So, of course, we're going to talk all about that. And that's kind of our first topic on today's
right.
show. So last week we weren't here, but we're playing catch-up today. And last week the whole sort of season premiere kickoff was really about Evelyn and Ocho's situation and Evelyn sort of giving her side of the story. So what did you guys think of, you know, seeing the ladies back in action and, of course, seeing Evelyn deal with this traumatic event, you know, on camera?
Well, in regards to episode one, when they kind of highlighted the entire relationship and just showed us, you know, old clips, you know, how she's handling it now, I felt like Evelyn did a really good job at the beginning of this, you mm-hmm. know, season, just kind of recapping for us and letting us know where she's coming from in a vulnerable way. And it was a softer side of Evelyn that I think that this year, this episode, you know, season's Basketball Wives is going to give us so that she's not, you know, her and Tammy the bully anymore. But I think that there was a lot of backlash from her relationship with Ochocinco, and I appreciate that they're addressing it on the show as opposed to keeping it hush-hush.
Yeah, because right. we had all really kind of been waiting for Evelyn to address it. And, you know, she did little interviews here, Good Morning America, and then she did the Ayanna Fix My Life episode. So we heard her talk about it a little bit, but this is the first time that she's really had kind of her own platform to speak on everything. And she did give us, I mean, some good detail, not good details because it's a terrible story, but she really sort of gave us the juice and kind of, you know, she didn't seem like she was hiding anything that went on. Obviously, cheating and infidelity was an issue. And, you know, when you find a condom in a smart car and you're arguing with your husband, I guess there's only one thing
and
that can happen.
What was it, the first 3 weeks of their marriage?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was within the first month. So obviously,
and
not
she,
the best.
She had to address the condom situation, though, because previously she was accused of having given him permission to have sex with other women.
Mm-hmm.
And she just made it very clear to us and to camera that it's not necessarily that she is condoning her husband having sex with other people. It's that if he does do stuff behind her back, she would appreciate it if he protected her life.
Yeah.
Can't knock you for that, because you okay. know what you signed up for, Evelyn. But at the same time, I think that, unfortunately, you know, she's just going through a lot. And I feel like last episode was a lot about Evelyn. And this one, too, it's a lot of their relationship. And weren't they rumored to get a reality show, too, prior to this breakup?
Well, they had had a reality show that had already been shot. It had already been sort of picked up. It followed the whole wedding process mm-hmm. and the actual wedding. And then, of course, when everything happened, VH1 had to pull the plug on it. Because, I mean, you know, last season with Basketball Wives was intense. There was lots of fighting and bullying, and there was lots of backlash on how the ladies were handling it. And then Evelyn sort of got her own show based on her popularity from this. And then you find out not only is, you know, there violence going on within taping of this show, there's violence going on, you know, behind the scenes at her home.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's crazy. Who knows if this was the first incident? Who knows if it was the last incident? But it's definitely, it's interesting to sort of watch it unfold now. And, you know, I'm curious to even see how she feels like knowing that that one show got pulled and then now having to address it on this separate show.
Yeah. In regards to, you know, all those opportunities and everything mm-hmm. coming from the show and her relationship, I think that now she had in mind, or at least she, I don't know about, you know, at this very moment when she was taping, I get the feeling that she's was considering still going back to him.
Yeah.
You know, it felt kind of like the Rihanna Oprah kind of episode.
Yes.
You know, where she's like contemplating, you know, what do you guys think? You know, can you forgive someone? I feel like she's just kind of throwing it out there that she might want to go back to her husband.
I think she's hoping that he'll change, but yeah. Honestly, a leopard doesn't change their spots. And especially with athletes in this industry, they don't change. When they're gone, they need to find it somewhere. So I don't think it's ever going to be something that can be fixed. I don't think his problems can be fixed.
Yeah, and I mean, sort of piggybacking off the Rihanna Chris Brown comment that you're making, mm-hmm. even Tammy brought that up on the show last week when she,
right.
she seemed to really be the only one of the ladies who was almost encouraging Evelyn to go back to Chad, which I thought was interesting because Tammy really comes across to me and, you know, she's like a tough... She's a tough chick.
Oh,
she
yeah.
doesn't take crap from anyone. She gives a lot of crap. And it was shocking to me to see her sit there and kind of defend Chad and say, well, you know, when if you love him and he loves you, you know, you guys can make it work. Susie was shocked at that advice. And we all know Susie's not the brightest, you know, bulb in the socket.
Right.
But I was, like, really shocked to hear Tammy say that. Did that sort of catch you guys off guard? Because most of the time, women are kind of encouraging their friends, you know, leave him, go, you know, he's not right for you. He's not treating you right. Get out of this situation. And she was, like, kind of pushing her back that way.
It's weird because she doesn't have anything to be tied down to. Yeah, she got married, but she doesn't have kids with him.
Yeah.
Her kid is on her own.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing, there's nothing in that relationship that she really needs to stay with him for.
Yeah.
Or feel like she needs to stay with him. So I don't think that she should take that advice. I think that's garbage, actually, because if a man cheated on me, like, I learned once. I let it go and I thought it would be different. You know what I mean? And I learned the hard way, and I was never like that, but I freaking gave that guy an extra chance, and that's not me, and I will never do that again.
Yeah.
So, to address, and in defense of Tammy, and this is probably one of the only times I will defend her, I understand what Tammy was saying. I don't think that Tammy was condoning, stay with a man that abuses you, stay with a man that cheats on you.
Right.
I think what Tammy was condoning was, I understand love, and if love is what you really have, love forgets all, or forgives all. And so I think that she was just saying and trying to be an understanding friend, we won't judge you if you go back. I don't think that Tammy was saying that you should go back. I think she was just being open-minded to the possibility that she knows her friend might.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I just, as someone who has two daughters herself, it is for me interesting. You know, it's an interesting piece of advice to give. It's an interesting point of view to have because, you know, Shawnee asked her point blank, would you tell your daughters to do that?
Right.
And I don't think any mother
would
tell, I don't have kids. I don't know, but I know my mom and I hear her in my head all the time. And I know that if that situation happened, regardless, she's not, I know, your parents always want you to be happy, but they're not ever going to encourage you to go back into a situation where you may not be safe. I mean, and like we said, this was one isolated incident that we know about. We don't know what went on behind closed doors before this. And you don't, you know, even Evelyn addressed it tonight. She doesn't know what could happen in the future if she did go back. And it's, of course, you miss somebody and you mourn the loss of, you know, your friend and your lover and all that. But it's like, at what point is it, you know, is it enough? Is the love enough to endure all the crap and the bad times? Obviously, she chose not to.
I think she regrets having made it public. Because if you don't make it public and you keep it hush-hush, you don't get judged and there's no backlash for going back or staying in the situation. So I think in retrospect now she's looking back like, gosh, I do miss him. I love him. And I'm sure he's begged. I'm sure he has tried to get her back. And at the end of the day, I don't think that the cheating thing should even be a factor in her considering taking him back, because she's not going to stop dating athletes. None of the women on the show are. So that just comes with the territory.
The violence.
Once again, you know what you signed up for. But as far as the violence is concerned, I think that people do make mistakes. And I think that sometimes, and I don't condone this at all because I used to work at a battered woman shelter, but I think that it can be forgiven. And I think that if he were to get help, I'm sorry. If she want, not necessarily Ocho, because he's a little crazy.
So crazy. I mean, hello, he slapped his lawyer's butt.
I understand her wanting to forgive him. Not necessarily taking him back, but I understand her wanting to forgive him and at least having a friendship, because it's hard to cut off somebody that you've been involved with for that long.
Yeah,
but can you be friends at this point? You know,
I don't know. That's a tricky situation. I think there's always like the intention of wanting to be friends with an ex, and then you're like find yourself in that situation. You're like, no, this
doesn't
happen.
No. You gotta take a break. You gotta take months off before you ever talk to the ex, because you're bringing up old crap and things they did 2 years ago.
It's true. You gotta let it go, girl.
Right. But last point. And just for Evelyn, also in regards to the role that she plays on Basketball Wives, she is in the public eye, and so now she does have a responsibility as a role model to show women that you can't put up with these kind of situations. So if she were to take him back, it would look negatively.
And I do think her daughter too. I think Shanice had a lot to do with it. Shanice said when, you know, on the couch last week, I never liked him to begin with, and now I really don't like him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously all of these things are taken into consideration, and the lesson that she's sort of teaching her daughter. And she said, I would never encourage my daughter to think it's okay to have a man put hands on you. It is just, I don't want to say by any means, it's not karma, but it's interesting how someone who is and who has, you know, and I felt bad for her because I also think it kind of, when the situation happened, someone who has been known to be physically aggressive with other women, and we've seen it through like four episodes or through four seasons, you know, to then have this sort of, have this script flipped on her. You know?
You're saying she's been whooping people's asses, so it's about time she got her ass
whipped. I don't know. I'm not saying that. But, you know, like, everyone was really, and I think that's a struggle that she's still trying to figure out, which is why they are kind of playing this out, you know, or not playing it out, but really giving it a lot of time to kind of, you know, her express herself on the show, because she did. She, you know, she was really physically aggressive with a lot of girls.
Oh, yeah. She's,
you know,
violent.
She bullied people. And I think a lot of people, because they have seen that persona for four seasons on television, sort of felt that, you know, she probably provoked Chad, or, you know, we're expecting the behavior that we see on the show is, you know, what happened between the two of them. And so I almost feel like people sort of, you know, thought that it was her fault. And I feel bad, because no matter what, I don't ever think you deserve that to happen. But I do also think it's playing a role in, like, why they're letting her explain it so much and kind of making it, you know,
he lost his job. Like, his life was, you know, vastly affected, you know, as a repercussion to her going public with this.
Let's be honest. His football career was not at the peak of, you know, it wasn't the high point of his career. He's, you know,
and
but
let's be honest,
he made his bet. He's got to lay in it.
It's not her fault. At the end of the day, I don't care if she was, whatever she was doing to you.
Yeah.
You take a 10-minute break and you walk away. If she's throwing something at you, learn how to duck and dodge, just like all the other ladies on the Basketball Wife show do when she's throwing bottles and stuff. I mean, you removed yourself from the situation. You don't headbutt the person back. I'm sorry.
Well, especially when you know that you have a career to back up too. So he's trying to protect himself. If he was thinking and was professional, then he would know to do what you're saying, Spicy.
Yeah.
You know, and she would understand that as well.
I mean,
so it's a bad situation, but honestly, I'm happy that she's coming out on this show and explaining a little bit of the backstory. Because if no one's going to talk, like, somebody needs to speak up, and I'm glad she's doing it. And yeah, hopefully she can be a role model and be more likable this season.
Yeah, and I do. I think it was sort of like a wake up call to, like, okay, the stuff that I have been doing, or at least putting out there publicly in the media, maybe I should tone that down a bit and come from a different place. And it looks like we're going to see a little more toned down Evelyn and a little more toned down Tammy on this season, because last season was so crazy mm-hmm. and there was so much backlash. I mean, we even saw that on Basketball Wives LA, like when there was one fight this season. We couldn't even get the good stuff because of all the craziness that happened last year with these ladies.
So are we saying that we're nervous this season's going to be boring? Because
I don't want
as much as I hate to condone violence on yeah. the program, I feel like this show needs it.
I think Tammy's going to bring it in. I don't think she's going to change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just from the events tonight and how she egged on Susie, I don't think she's going to change. She says she wants an alliance with Tasha. Please. There's no alliance. She's just using that girl until it works out for her.
I agree. I mean, I think Tammy definitely has taken a step back in the terms of, like, maybe her aggressiveness, like her physical aggressiveness. But I definitely think Tammy, I mean, our next topic basically was called No New Friends because Tammy obviously every season that they introduce a new girl to the cast, it doesn't end well.
Right.
As you've seen so far, my friend Keisha is not back this year. Kenya's not back this year. Royce, who is an original, isn't back this year, but she was just done. And every year that happens, the new girls come on for one season. They realize, oh my God, what is going on?
These heifers are crazy.
Yeah, this is not what I signed up for. And then they bail. So I'm curious to see how it works out because she is already, you know, sort of positioning herself to, like, not like Tasha for whatever reason. And I know she says it's because she's tired of introducing girls to, you know, the Tammy that knows herself and doesn't care. But I also think she's going in with, like, the wrong state of mind. Like, I'm always open to meeting new friends. You know, I keep a close-knit group of friends, but I'm always open to meeting new people. So I don't know why Tammy would be like, I don't know, this isn't going to go well. Should I go to dinner? It's like, just go to dinner. Don't you go to dinner with people that you maybe don't know or aren't best friends with, like, casually? I think that's so strange of her.
Well, what I think was strange was the fact that Evelyn, knowing how she is, she tried to give her, like, a little bit of a forewarning. Mm-hmm. But she did start trying to plant little seeds. I mean, Evelyn stirred up the pot a little bit by just forewarning her about what to expect, you know, from Tasha. And I just kind of feel like it already rubbed Tammy a certain kind of way when she knew that she was bougie. And, you know, I think that Tammy's very defensive. She's always on guard.
Yeah.
And so she starts plotting and planning and scheming even before she gets to the dinner. I'm not going to be the one to stir up the drama this time. Instead, Susie, I'm going to put you in charge of it.
And Susie has no problem stirring the pot. That is, like, what she's good for. She will ask anybody anything. She has verbal diarrhea, and clearly she has no problem. I mean, they're on TMZ at their dinner looking up, like, the juice on what they can get on Tasha. So, but that's what I don't like about Tammy, though, too, is because even if she doesn't know Tasha, like she said, like, there's no reason for you to be acting like you're up here mm-hmm. if really you're down here. But why is that for her to judge? And why is, like, the personal stuff that Tasha goes through with her husband something that Tammy feels like she needs to throw in her face to humble her? Like, no one said Tasha wasn't humble, and no one said Tasha doesn't know the situations that she's gotten in or she's in with her own relationship. But why is that, like, supposed to be the focal point of everything? Like, why is she not allowed to live in a nice house in Jersey and be OCD and be bougie or whatever? I mean, she can't be too bougie. She's opening a weave bar.
Right, and it's not like they don't have a history.
Yeah.
So she clearly just looks for something. She mm-hmm. looks for the problem, and I don't know what that's about. Maybe something went down in her past where she's so guarded because yeah. of it. But it's like, yeah, why can't you just go to a dinner and just be civil? And then, yeah, if they do you wrong, then let them go. They don't need to be in your circle.
Yeah.
You know? And with the Susie thing, I don't think it's partly her being stupid, but I think that she just is looking for acceptance and yeah. where she fits in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she just takes what people give her
yeah.
and runs with it.
Yeah, I
Good
agree.
Point. That's so true.
But what do you guys think of Tasha sort of coming on the show? I mean, obviously, you know, Keisha was my friend last year. Keisha watched the show prior to going on it, and they had courted her for several seasons, and she had said no. So it's not like she didn't know what she was getting into.
Yeah.
Do you think Tasha knew what she was getting into, and she's just, like, tough enough and confident enough that she can handle it and not get caught up in the nonsense? Like, I always wonder the point of view of these new ladies. Like, what are they thinking going into this?
Business. I think that they want money and branding
True.
And the products that, like, the weave stuff, that's totally business for them.
It's a platform.
Yeah.
Exactly, to talk about
your business.
I think
that's the main reason why they sign up.
But I do, so for those viewers who might not have watched the episode,
yeah.
give us a little backstory on Tasha, the new character. She's married to Stephon Marbury. Go.
Yeah, so Tasha has been married to Stefan Marbury for like 16 years. Obviously, their relationship is not perfect. As we heard on the show tonight, there was an incident with the chef. Stefan, her husband, was having an affair with their personal chef who worked in their house every day, cooked for his wife, cooked for his kids, and he agreed to pay her almost $1 million to keep their affair quiet. So he paid her $600,000, and when he stopped making those additional payments, she sued him, and she actually won. So he ended up having to pay her close to $1 million because he couldn't keep it in his pants, mm-hmm. and she wasn't going to keep her mouth shut unless the price was right. So, you know, there is stuff about them out there, and he's, you know, he's been in the league for a long time. Now he's playing over in China, but he was a Knick for years. I mean, I'm from New York, so.
Me too.
I know. I know Stefan Marbury. You know the name if you're a Knicks fan, and I just think it's gonna, you know, I think it's interesting. And she said tonight she sort of wants her own thing, her to have her own thing. And I don't know if she was talking about the Weave Bar or being on Basketball Wives, but it's interesting, you know. And I'm curious to see, since she's really the only lady who is married still, like, I wonder if he's gonna make any appearances on the show. Cause when the show first started, we got to see some of these guys. You know, we saw Matt Barnes on the show with Gloria, and we saw, well, maybe that was it, because I can't really think of anybody else who's been married. But, you know, we saw the husbands on the show, and I think more and more as it's sort of progressed and it has gotten, like, a bad reputation, they pulled back, and they pulled back because they don't want to be associated with it. But I would like to see him on the show, or I would like to see, you know, at least their interaction between the two, because it is about basketball wives. It's not just, you know.
Basketball exes instead, because that's really what it is. But I wanted to say something. When we were in the screening room, I noticed this, and I said it to you guys. We were laughing about it, but she actually hired a male chef this time.
Yes.
And so we were saying she probably learned from her mistakes. I think that is hysterical.
She sure did. She was like, listen, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, it is not happening. She was like, do you see this big man? He is now cooking me dinner. And Stefan dinner, and he's going to like it.
Right.
Chicken and waffles. It seemed pretty good.
So let's talk about the dinner.
Yes, let's talk about the dinner.
We're on the topic of the dinner, okay? Evelyn made a tell-all book, obviously, about relationships in the industry.
It's called The Wives Association.
The Wives Association. And so,
juicy read. If you haven't read it, you should probably
pick it
up.
Have you read it, Rebecca?
You know I read it.
Oh, you have?
Yeah,
oh, gosh.
You know, I read all those books. It's, you know, it's interesting. It's, you know, it did seem like there was a lot of stuff that was true. I mean, she says it's like semi-fiction, whatever, but there's definitely, you know, she put Tasha's story in there, so you never know. Maybe it didn't happen directly to her, but there's definitely some of her Basketball Wives friends who I think got thrown under the bus.
And now she's coming out with a part two.
Yeah, she's coming out
with a
part
two. She might have to just say it's fiction just to say it to make her friends feel better.
Yeah, exactly.
But it probably isn't.
And I think it's funny also. I would
be careful what I tell Evelyn now.
I know, and because I think it's funny because Tasha obviously had not read the book, and she didn't even know that her story was in there, and I think she handled that pretty well. I mean, I guess if a story is on TMZ, mm-hmm. you really can't be too picky about who else, you know, publishes it or decides to give their spin on it. But, you know, Evelyn said that they've been friends for 10 years, so wouldn't you give your girl a heads up like, oh, hey, just wanted to let you know that chef story kind of included in my book. Didn't mention you, didn't mention any names, but, you know, like, the first time I tell her would not be on our new reality show that I'm getting her to join the cast.
Right,
of.
Exactly.
I think unless she asked me for my permission if I was her, then I wouldn't be okay with it, because how are you going to be my friend and then just come out and tell me
after?
Right,
this is a real friendship.
Yeah. Exactly.
Shouldn't
well,
give it
while
head,
people
sneaky.
Are at Barnes & Noble picking up that book, they also should be going online and downloading and purchasing, ordering Adventures of Serial Buddies, which is a film that Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, and Phil Svitek have directed and produced and put out there. And it's kind of like Dexter meets Napoleon Dynamite. It's real quirky, real funny, and you know, it has that like dry humor but in a crazy funky kind of way. And so it's how we keep our lights on, it's how we pay the bills here. So you guys go support this film, Adventures of Serial Buddies, and check it out for yourselves in between reading chapters of
Evelyn's book. The Wives Association. But yeah, so getting back to the dinner party, I mean, Tasha opens up her house to everyone while they're in New York. Some are reluctant to go, Tammy, and some weren't even invited, Susie, but she got the last minute invite from Tammy. And the dinner seems to be going well so far. You know, Tasha did her research on Tammy. She got her beer, which it still wasn't up to Tammy's standards because it was warm. But, you know, it seems like the ladies are making an effort to kind of come together as a cast. And then, of course, Susie, you know, being the pawn that she is in this game, has to ask after the chef comes out, so, is that story about the chef true? And it's like, duh, you went online and looked at TMZ, you know it's true, but why do you feel the need to bring it up within, like, I mean, who knows? We don't know editing-wise. They could have been there for, like, 5 hours and have bonded and had several drinks already, but it seems like within
still
the first
not okay.
30 minutes of being there, she's bringing up this stuff.
Well, I think that she wanted it to be, one, a conversation piece and embarrass Tosh, just a little bit embarrass her, but also I don't think that it would look like they were making an effort. I felt like it was awkward and uncomfortable from the moment that they walked in to taking their shoes off to the warm, you know, beer comment. But just the air that Tammy was having, you know, she walked into the situation thinking she was already dealing with, you know, a high-class bougie woman. So she was, her attitude was a little funky. I mean, she wasn't being mean, Tammy. No. She was just being, you know, I'm going to try to fit in, Tammy. And it was almost condescending, I feel like, of Tasha.
And I'm going to go off of what you said. When the two girls walked in, Tammy and Susie, she pretty much just walked right by,
Tasha's.
She walked right by Tasha, took her shoes off first, and then said hi.
Yeah.
And didn't even know her, right? So this is the first time she's meeting her. So to me, I was like, that was cold when Susie shook her hand and said hi.
Yeah.
So that was what I got off that situation.
I guess just compared to past seasons, like for me, this is Tammy being on her best behavior. Cause like normally Tammy would like walk in there kind of, you know, like a bull in a china shop and just be ready to like go, like straight off the bat. Here I feel like she really is trying to sort of, you know, censor herself, even though it isn't coming. I mean, listen, we know it's not genuine. She's not fooling anybody. She took Susie out to lunch to sort of plant the seeds already and get her to stir the pot. So we know it's not genuine, but in comparison to Tammy's past, it was pretty mild. And I mean, it ended after she asked the question. So Lord knows what can happen next week. But I don't know. I think it's, you know, it's definitely going to be interesting to see. And if you sort of watch the previews, too, it seems as though that it's not Tasha and Tammy who really end up having the problems, that it's Tammy and Shawnee, because Shawnee sort of said last week, too, that she's adopted a new attitude, and, like, Tammy's, you know, holding back, and she's not going to be so in your face, but Shawnee's going to, you know, Shawnee's more vocal now, and she doesn't care anymore, and she's just going to say it and put it out there. So I think it's going to get really interesting. I know, you know, Shawnee's never going to take it to, like, a crazy level
because right.
at the end of the day, she has a producer credit and she has a production deal and she has a lot riding on this. But it's interesting to sort of see her now, like, wanting to kind of get in the mix and cause the trouble.
I don't feel like she's contributed to the entertainment portion of Best Ball Wives at all.
She hasn't.
So if she gives more personality, a little bit more feistiness, maybe, you know, speaks up and vocalizes her opinion often, it might be able to get better on her end, but I just don't see her being a significant character as far as what she will contribute to, you know, the juice on the show.
Yeah.
But, in regards to, the dinner and the uncomfortableness that was going on, I think that Tasha handled the question very well. And I think that, I want to talk a little bit about the alliance that Tammy threw out there that she was going to try to build with Tasha. How are you going to automatically say, well, since I'm not going to make her my enemy now that she has a hair, you know, shop that she's opening up, now I'm going to make her a friend and build an alliance with her. Like, why is enemy even an option for you?
Okay, so I'm from the East Coast. I'm from New York. I've lived in L.A. for 3 years now. I feel like that's a very L.A. thing to do. I feel like people in L.A. are, not to be offensive, but they're very passive aggressive and they're not genuine. Like, people here, like, I always say, if you ask someone from LA to do something and they say yes, it really means maybe. If they say maybe, it means no. And if they actually flat out, right, say no to you, it's like, you know, you can go fuck yourself. Sorry. Part of my language, but, you know, it's true. Like, and I think that's sort of like, you know, Tammy's lived in LA for a long time. She's been an actress. I feel like that's really how she plays it. Everything is a strategic move. I don't really think, you know, she, even with some of the ladies, I mean, maybe they do have genuine relationships and they've built it through being on these shows together, but I feel like she sort of does come from everything from like a business perspective or an opportunity. And I don't even think, you know, like, it's funny because, you know, you also saw her on this episode talking about like her nail polish line, you know, and for someone who has so much to say about Tasha being bougie and whatever, right. The clientele that she first mentioned that she's trying to target is high end, you know, and Tammy's then like, oh, but the girl like me who's middle of the road. You know, I feel like she maybe doesn't even know where she fits in anymore. Or she was a basketball wife for so many years, and then once it ended, you know, she kind of got that bump back to reality. Like, no, you're just, you know, like every other chick in LA who's cute and an aspiring actress. And you had a baller, and now you don't have a baller. So what's next?
Well,
you know?
She even tried to kind of poke a little bit at Evelyn, I feel like, at the dinner, where she addresses the PETA and Evelyn having worn furs and giving it to her daughter. So what if Evelyn doesn't want to wear furs anymore? That's her prerogative. And I know that she was trying to make it seem like, oh, well, Evelyn, you're a hypocrite.
Yeah.
But if Evelyn has taken a stance that she doesn't want to wear fur this year or whenever, I think that there's, I don't think that there's anything wrong with
that. And that's her girl, though. That's what I mean. Like, I feel like everything with Tammy, like, it's almost, like, it's tit for tat. You know what I mean? Like, she's that friend that if you're like, ooh, I like this dude, and she had a shot with him, she's gonna go for it just to be like, well, I got him, you know.
Oh, so, wow.
Like, I just kind of feel like she's like that. And I feel like, you know, Evelyn, in all this craziness and the divorce and the drama, she has had a lot of great opportunities come. She's got an endorsement deal, you know, a fitness endorsement deal with this youth H2O water. You know, she's like the fitness blogger for Latina Magazine. She has the PETA campaign.
Yeah, she's doing good.
She's working on her books. I mean, her career is doing well.
It's flourishing.
You know, she's doing well. She's using the opportunities that the show has given her. And, you know, with Tammy, I think Tammy's doing the same, but I think Tammy's very competitive. And there's almost a point where it's like, okay, Evelyn might be doing more than me. So how can I, with still keeping my relationship with her, how can I sort of downplay what she's doing?
Mm.
You know, like, I just kind of feel like she's very, you know, like tit for tat. And I don't know. You know, I'm the kind of people, I want to know my friends. Like,
right.
They genuinely want the best for me. I surround myself with people who...
positive energy.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know,
totally.
You don't want people around you who are going to, like, try and undercut
you. Low-key haters.
Yeah. I agree with competitive, but I also think it stems from jealousy.
Yeah, totally.
Like what you're saying. Like, she is a jealous person.
That's a strong word.
Yeah, and she doesn't want anyone to be more successful than her. Like, she wants that spotlight. And even if she... maybe she's doing it for the show. Maybe she just wants the scenes on her, and she wants the airtime. Do you know what I mean? So she's stirring the pot purposely for those storylines.
I agree. And because you do have to see, if you line up and you follow them outside of the show, you line up their endorsement deals. Tammy also has an endorsement deal with, like, Envy, you know, these Envy diet pills, you know? So it's like her and Evelyn are both kind of, like, in this, like, fitness and thing, and Tammy has lost a lot of weight.
Oh,
and
yeah, she looks good.
Tammy looks great on the show. She's taking care of herself. But I agree. I think, you know, I think jealousy is kind of always in her mind, and I think she's very competitive. And I think ultimately, we're going to kind of see it play out, even if maybe, like, in her dealings with Shawnee. And who knows what will happen with Tasha. Maybe they will be great friends, and maybe they'll sell Tammy's weave in Tasha's store or her nail
which
polish.
Which her weave bar,
you know,
is a great idea. So I think that is an awesome idea. I know a lot of girls that need their hair done. So I think that, and weaves, you know, they
need their hair done.
Yeah.
I love it.
So I think that that's a great idea. They're bringing something that is on the East Coast, which are blowout bars. They brought them to L.A., and now she's opening up, you know, this weave shop. Is she opening up here in L.A. or in New York?
She was opening it in Brooklyn.
That's okay.
The first one. But I mean, you know, I think anywhere you can kind of do something like that. And when you do watch the success of, like, places like Dry Bar,
right,
you're like, holy crap, like $35 and a half hour and I could get this fabulous blowout. Like, I don't wear a weave. I've always wanted one, but I've never had to wear one. Like, I think it'd be great. It's like, oh, I gotta go get my, you know, get it tightened
up. It would
up
do
and
well in LA.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
For sure.
Get it tightened up. But that would be a good idea. Wait, but you East Coast girls, my California friends would kill me if I did not defend LA girls.
Sorry.
I'm a San Diego girl, so we just like to be happy, okay? I understand what you are saying about the LA stigma as far as
it's not born and raised, it's transplants.
Yeah. It's the and thank you. Mm-hmm. That was the point that I was going to make. My friends from LA would kill me if I did not say that. It's the transplants that move here that think you have to act a certain type of funky way and be extra Hollywood. The people who are actually from here aren't really like that. Except,
listen,
I do feel what you're saying, though, because I see it all the time.
But it's, and don't get me wrong, I mean, they're the same kind of people in New York, too. I just feel like New York in general has a more realness, and people kind of aren't afraid to just tell you straight up, like, no, I'm not interested, or I'm not really feeling you. Yeah. Whereas LA, people are kind of like, because they never know exactly what somebody does or who you know. So everyone wants to be, like, kind of on good terms, but it's not always the most sincere or coming from a real genuine place, but more so like, oh, well, what can they do for me down the road?
But let's see how long that lasts, because they're going to get their 15 minutes and that's going to be it, because the real people that succeed are the people that are legit and have those close people to keep working with year after year after year, because if you're not legit, your people are going to leave you and, they're going to be your enemies and you won't have any alliances at one point, you know?
Yeah, I agree. But I think it's so interesting. And then, you know, Mari, when we were watching the show, you're like, you know, Basketball Wives Miami is looking a whole lot like Basketball Wives LA.
Yeah, and Runyon Canyon. I was like, what are y'all doing?
And it is. I know
they're
filming a lot out here. And the one thing I thought was hilarious, I know Susie is from Miami and now she's living in New York, but I have never met one person who has gone for a hike at Runyon or Griffith Park and sat at the top and been like, this view looks creepy.
I agree.
It's beautiful.
Even in the shady-ass weather, it's beautiful. What the hell?
That was funny. Susie's like a little bit of a weirdo. I know she means no harm, but like, oh, we almost forgot. Let's address all this work that she got done. Like, she got her jaw broken and replaced
wired,
back together,
you said?
And all this kind of crazy stuff.
I don't know. I've been having a hard time, like, when Susie's on screen. You know, she always had like a lisp and stuff. And
right.
But now, like, trying to watch her talk, it's not funny to me, but it's like, I'm in my head, I'm like wondering, like, okay, what's going on? Like, listen, Kanye made a whole album when his mouth was wired shut. So I know you can talk fine with that situation, but what is going on with Susie? And why did she feel the need to break her jaw and have it wired shut? Like, I don't know. I also feel like, and today we sort of saw that too, like, Susie almost needs saving. Like, you know, Evelyn sat down with her when they were at Runyon and kind of talking about if there's anything she could do for her and help her. And then Tammy sort of had a similar conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, Susie seems lost this year. And it's kind of, I mean, she never really seemed like she had...
Was she ever found?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know? Foundation.
Yeah, she never seemed super grounded or like she had a bunch of stuff going on. But now more so than ever, it seems like she's really kind of just like out there blowing with the wind. And I'm curious what that's about. You know, she said Miami, it was too much going out, too much drinking.
Well, yeah, but then she moved to LA. So what is up with that? Please, people party every day of the week.
It's true.
I don't think so. It's not like Miami, LA, and New York are very similar.
Same.
Except New York people, even though you party, you're serious. But everywhere else, it's a party. It's a party state.
Well,
it's young.
And LA closes at 2:00 and Miami and New York sure don't.
Yeah.
Oh, very true. Stays
I mean,
Miami,
it doesn't, but at the same time, there's after parties and you know the deal. So it's like, please, they're not going to sleep if you're a partier.
Yeah. Well, and
it's the same
like, because we all, you know, we talked about this last year. Susie's a mom. Susie's got 2 kids, I think. Where are her kids ever? Like, we've never on the history of the show really seen her kids or even had her, like, speak about them so much. I mean, this episode she talked about she can't believe she's this age and she's single, but, like, where's your family? Like, if you're going crazy in Miami and you're partying and this and that, where are your kids then? Where are your kids now? Like, what is, like, sometimes, you know, like, it's great to see the lunches and the dinners, but, you know, like, the same respect, like, you want to see the husband, you know, you want to see the relationship. Like, I like that Evelyn does have her daughter on the show.
Oh, yeah, she's giving us a piece of that, and Tammy, too, playing basketball with the kids.
Yeah, you know, and Shawnee's had her kids on the show in the past. Like, I like seeing that side, and I kind of, maybe would, like, as an audience, we'd feel more connected with Susie if we got to know a little bit about her, but all we really know is that she's the ex-girlfriend of so-and-so, she has a couple kids with him, and now she's trying to find herself and maybe go back to school. Like, I feel like we need some kind of substance from her, but I don't know if we'll ever get it.
And does she have the kids or does he have the kids?
I honestly don't know, like,
maybe he
their
has
custody
them.
Situation.
Yeah.
But, like, even, you know, past cast members, like last year, you know, the first 4 seasons, Royce Reed was on the show, and she was a dancer who had a baby with a very not well-liked Laker, Dwight Howard. And, you know, she was legally not allowed to talk about her son on the show or bring her son on the show. But we knew the backstory, whether it was going online and going on blogs. I mean, she even, you know, touched on what she could without saying his name or getting sued. You know, we knew what was going on with mm-hmm. Royce. Like, Susie's never kind of opened that door. And
maybe it's there and it's boring, so the producers didn't put it in the show.
Cut.
But it's, yeah, been, exactly. It's been five seasons. Like, we need something with her.
Or she might just want to keep it private. She just That's may it. Not want to have her kids involved in it whatsoever, which I can understand as well. But she is painting herself like, oh, the party girl and not so much the mom. But maybe she doesn't want us to get, like, this nurturing side from her.
Well, that's fine. She doesn't need to give us the whole thing, but just give us, like, a little bit. You
a
know,
little
give
bit your personal life.
Just give us something so we know that, like, you're real. You're not just, like, this character on Basketball Wives who comes in there and is kind of, like, you
the
know.
The sidekick.
Yeah.
But you know who we see that a lot with it does, I feel like, get let us just see inside her life is Evelyn.
Yeah.
Because we're seeing, you know, her mom. We're seeing her sister. I mean, she's crying every 5 minutes, and it's not a... you know, for us to mock, she really is hurting because she's addressed several times that she lost her brother-in-law and her husband mm-hmm. all at the same time. And it's overwhelming for her. So we're starting to kind of get sucked into the, you know, Evelyn life, and we're, you know, getting a relationship with her daughter now. So, I mean, it's working. What they want to happen, as far as the producers are concerned, it's working for me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing about Evelyn, because she's been popular since the show really took off. And
right.
She's been the one cast member that people really sort of, you know, are drawn to. And I do honestly think that it's because she's never sort of come off as, like, holier than thou, mm-hmm. or she's not going to talk about something. She's always kind of, like, let it all out there.
Yeah.
Even with her ex, with Antoine Walker, like, we knew the backstory. We knew, you know, she got the money for her shoe store from him.
Mm-hmm.
We knew the relationship, that wasn't, you know, Shanice's dad, but he basically raised Shanice. And when she graduated, he didn't come to the graduation. Like, she's always given us little tidbits. And that's what I genuinely think. Like, even, you know, and the same thing with Tammy. Those two are so popular because whether they're perfect or not, or they're crazy or not, they've always at least given people really a glimpse into their life,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I think that's what people ultimately want. You know, maybe they're not going to connect with them on the Basketball Wife level because they aren't married to a basketball player, but everyone can connect to, you know, a woman who's raised a child with, or, you know, like, has a child with somebody, or has been dumped by somebody, or has gone through these different things. And, you know, we knew Tammy from the Real World, and
right.
then there was this big gap, and then she comes back and sort of, like, rebrands herself with this. They've always at least been honest and real about it, and I think that's what fans like, you know? And I think even with Shawnee, I think she's realized that. She's always sort of been, like, the holier-than-thou
mm-hmm.
producer, you know, on the sidelines, making sure she gets good TV but doesn't give good TV. And I think now she knows that the only way that she's, like, gonna, you know, forge that connection with fans and with the audience is also by opening herself up, you know? I saw her on Access Hollywood sort of promoting, you know, the new season of Basketball Wives a couple weeks ago, and she's talking about Shaq and their relationship and how she still manages, you know, the big house in Florida that they owned in Orlando and, you know, schedules with their kids. And she's giving you a little glimpse into
the life.
Well,
I think she has to overcompensate now, too, because we've lost members from the show. So now she's going to have to step up and play a bigger role
yeah.
because, you know, maybe she's got to fill that little gap of a basketball wife that's now missing. But in addition, I think that it's going to be interesting to see her progression and what she gives us and reveals, as well as Tasha.
Yeah.
Because Tasha seems more reserved and, you know, a little bit more image conscious because she is the new member. So it'll be interesting.
I think Tasha's going to be a good cast member to have. I think she's going to open up, and I definitely think she's going to kind of, she doesn't seem like, you know, a wallflower or someone that you can kind of brush past. I think she can handle it. I think she can handle Tammy. I think she's going to be able to handle the situation. Not saying that the other ladies in the past couldn't, because, you know, some of the stuff that they went through,
yeah.
I wouldn't sign myself back up for this,
right.
you know? But we'll definitely see. Do you guys miss, you know, do you miss Jennifer on the show? Do you miss seeing Royce? Do you miss Keisha from last year? Or are you kind of like, listen, out with the old and let's see what the new is all about?
I'm out with the old and with the new. I constantly have to be entertained, and I was just kind of getting over the drama with their circle.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that the ladies stood up for themselves and decided not to return. If that's what they want to stand by, you know, no judgment. I don't feel like anybody's a punk because they didn't return. It's more just I want a better quality of living, and Basketball Wives doesn't bring that, you know? So
yeah.
they remove themselves from the obstacle in their way.
Well, so we've seen, you know, we're two episodes in now. We've sort of got a lay of the land of what's going on with Evelyn and Chad, and we're seeing how this is going to play out this season. We've been introduced to the new cast member, and now I think we're going to kind of get into the meat of the season where, whether it's drama or just, you know, well, it's going to be drama,
so
no matter
what.
We
should do our AfterBuzz predictions.
Yes,
then.
We should definitely do our predictions, because I think we've got some good stuff coming up.
Oh. We got the flashing lights.
We got the crazy lights, too.
Do you think she's going to, do you think Tasha's going to say anything at the dinner, or, like, elaborate into the situation, or you think by her saying, what do you think, is going to be the end of that conversation?
I definitely think she's going to get into it. I think she has to. You know, like mm-hmm. I said, it's on the internet, like, she has to acknowledge it.
I don't know
the route she's going to take. I don't know if she's going to be offended and think that Susie's being rude and, you know, take that option that Susie gave her to tell her to shut up. But I definitely think she's got to address it, you know?
I can't wait to see it. I just feel like, Tasha's very quiet, though,
yeah.
and reserved.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering how much buzz, aside from this situation, she's going to bring to the table for the rest of the season.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm hoping enough, but I'm excited to see what plays out at the dinner table.
I think two things are going to happen at the dinner table. Either she's going to be smart with it and actually address it and give us a piece so that we get pulled into mm-hmm. Tasha's world and handle it, you know, in a respectable manner, or she's going to give Susie a piece of her mind and be upset about the question, and then Susie's going to turn the blame to Tammy and be like, well, Tammy and I were talking about it, and then
yep.
Tammy's going to look like the bad guy all over again, because we see later on the previews that she's talking with Shawnee about something
yeah.
that looks like, you know,
about
some
being
drama
brought
was
into a situation.
Yeah.
Negativity.
Yeah. So I think that has something to do with it. I don't think Tammy's changed. I think she's just using a different vessel to get her points across.
I agree.
Well, next episode, I definitely think the dinner is going to get interesting. I don't think anyone's going to be jumping over the tables this year, but I definitely think the ladies are going to have some conflict. And I have a little inside scoop for what's to come from the season. And I'm not going to give away too much because I want everyone to keep coming back and watching us and tweeting us and calling in with your perspectives. But I do know a certain cast member is going to return this season, and she is going to give someone an epic ass whooping. And I'm going to let Ooh. You guys wait and see who.
After Buzz exclusive.
She might deserve it, and I think everyone will kind of enjoy it. But thanks, everyone, for coming back and checking out the Basketball Wives After Show on AfterBuzz TV. We'll be back here every Monday recapping. And, of course, you can follow us all on Twitter and Instagram and every other social media. My Twitter handle is @RebeccaPrinceTV.
And you can play with my Twitter or Instagram @Spicy_Madi.
And you can follow me on Instagram @GabbyLO87 or Twitter @Gabrielle_Loren.
I never get sick of you can play with my Twitter. Thanks so much, guys, for tuning in. We will see you next week. And like I said, please call us, tweet us, and, you know, it's all about the fans. We want to know what you guys think of the show this season, fifth season, Basketball Wives.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.